In its strongest rejection yet that it is developing nuclear weapons, Iran's foreign minister said the use of atomic, chemical, or biological arms is forbidden by Islam. Foreign Minister Kamal Karazi told Iran's parliament Sunday that the government considers using biological, chemical, and nuclear weapons as haram, something that is strictly forbidden by Islam. But he did not mention whether a fatwa or religious edict had been issued on the subject. Mr. Karazi told the lawmakers that Iran has no nuclear weapons program. Instead, he said Iran is using nuclear facilities for peaceful purposes. He added that Iran had no intention of giving up its peaceful atomic program. The comments came a day after the arrival in Tehran of inspectors from the International Atomic Energy Agency. The agency recently found that Iran has violated the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty by failing to comply with nuclear weapons safeguards. But it says that the Islamic Republic is taking steps to correct the problem. U.S. officials describe the findings as deeply troubling and a cause for world alarm. They accuse Iran of using civil atomic energy programs as a cover to develop nuclear weapons. But the head of Iran's atomic agency, Gholamreza Aghazadeh, has dismissed the report, saying it dates back to information that is 12 years old. He says the findings have nothing to do with the organization's current activities. Iran has come under growing pressure to sign an additional protocol to the Non-Proliferation Treaty that would allow International Atomic Energy Agency experts to carry out surprise inspections of even undeclared sites. But Foreign Minister Karazi says Washington should drop its sanctions against Iran and not prevent other countries from transferring nuclear technology before Iran can sign the protocol. Dale Gavlak, VOA News, Cairo.